B-Pod Studios.
You thinking what I'm thinking?
No, I'm thinking.
Hey, it's Friday.
It's time to party.
It's time to party.
What were you thinking?
I was thinking,
thank God it's Friday, huh?
Thank God it's Friday.
That is basically the same thing.
Basically, yes.
So, basically,
we are on the same page.
It's Friday.
And
it's showtime. Get out there.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Here's Lauren and Wally.
Morning. Welcome to Friday. Everybody doing okay this morning?
Yeah, great. Yeah, I know you guys are a little depressed, but it's just the first game.
I know.
Many more games to come.
Okay, got 161 games left.
I'm sure
we can win a couple. We lost the first game last year, then we rattled off like 17 out of 18,
right.
Something like that. We'll be okay. Okay, so what stuff we got coming up today. It is Friday.
Thank God.
I know. March Madness, the guy who was doing great in the brackets finally got his bracket busted last time.
So. I'm sure he's still doing okay.
Brian Bell's doing very
I'm leading the office pool.
I know you are.
I'm very excited.
It won't last.
I know it won't. But, you know, seeing my name at the top of the board is really nice. It'd be nicer if I won the $500.
Right.
Just so you know, if you win your office pool, you're supposed to pay taxes on it.
That's right. Okay, just keep that in mind.
Okay. Yeah.
Speaking of that, let me just give you a little heads up right now. This coming Tuesday, we're going to have tax tips with Barry. Yeah, I know. Let me see.
Do it in cash.
Yeah, win a grand in 60 seconds game is coming up less than 15 minutes from right now. What are we coming up in Dirty Laundry Day?
Okay, so Joanna Gaines is on the cover of People magazine, claiming that having a baby at 40 makes her feel young. I call baloney.
Baloney.
We'll discuss that further.
Baloney on that one. Okay. We'll bring up speed on the latest on Nicolas Cage. Yikes. Off the tracks again. All of this is coming up this morning.
On the tracks. Come on.
Yeah, I know. Coming up right after the 720 Men from Maine this morning, we will announce the official WRR 80s song of the day. Today it's worth $1,000 in cash. We'll have two $500 winners today, as we do every weekday, right here, Monday through Friday, WRR.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Would you consider the purchase of a car, you know, like a major purchase for the family?
Yeah, it's a major purchase.
Major purchase.
Yep.
Okay, would you have a discussion with your significant other before you went out and made a purchase like that?
I would.
Yeah, okay.
I would.
How about you, Brian?
Yeah. I know my wife bought one when she got an oil change, and she at least texted me, hey, I'm getting a new car.
Really?
That's amazing
so that was
to
good.
Me. Like you,
really?
Like you didn't pore over like the pros and cons like for a week and a half.
Really? Okay. Yes. How about you, Hank? How do you feel about that?
Your wife must have seen my wife somewhere along the way.
Really?
Maybe she was at the car wash, too.
Well,
see, my wife and I have this agreement. Like, anything over, like, $100 or $150, we call and go, hey, do you mind if I, you know?
Yeah.
And so last weekend, my wife sits down, and I'm not good with money. She's better with money. I said, hey, listen, we really need to stick to the budget. You know, we have two kids in college, you know, stuff to pay.
Right, exactly.
Like the mortgage.
A lot of responsibilities.
Yeah, right. So we sit down, and she has the system. When we're really following a budget, she has envelopes for everything.
Oh.
Rather than swiping your bank card, because that gets sometimes you don't keep track of it. Listen, what's in the envelope, that's it.
That's it. When
you
it's gone, it's gone,
it's
right?
Done. You don't use your card. She wanted to take the card away, actually, because she knows that I'm not that good.
Go ahead. I got it saved on my phone.
Meanwhile. So we have two cars and we need three. The last one we just got rid of because it was no good. So we're talking about getting another car, but not an expensive car, somewhere in the next couple of months. Well, let's go. That's fine. So Saturday, you know, I'm out doing some errands, and Pam goes out.
With your envelope?
She hadn't even given me the envelope yet.
Okay.
So I was only getting coffee.
The envelope, please.
So she's going to go do some errands, and apparently she saw a car. She stopped into a car dealership in Metro West.
Oh, boy.
Really?
And I knew that she...
She didn't just happen upon it.
Yeah.
She went to a dealership.
She decided she wanted to stop into this one for whatever reason.
Yeah, right, yeah.
And she was gone all day, and around 1 o'clock, usually we check in, she's like, oh, my God, I found this awesome car, and I bought it.
No,
you bought it? I didn't even know what kind of car it was. What do you mean, what kind of car was it? Remember when we met, I had that Volkswagen Golf? She goes, I love Volkswagens. I just love the way they drive. I saw this car. It's not brand new. It's a 2015.
That's pretty new.
It's 2015. It's got 30,000 miles
that's
on it.
That's pretty new.
Okay, that's okay. That's good.
And I pick it up Wednesday. Pick it up Wednesday.
Really? You've already got it?
We just said. I don't know how much he paid for the car.
I'm going to find out. Oh,
yeah. I don't know how much. Not.
she's Googling it. A 2015 Volkswagen Golf with 30,000 miles.
And if you happen to run into my wife today, do not mention this conversation, please.
Oh, good idea.
So I played it very cool. I'm like,
I'm sure you did.
Yeah, I'm sure you were.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay, so I said,
Okay, hang on.
So I was kind of excited. I wanted to be excited for her because she deserves to drive a nice car. Not
sure,
But the car that I now have was the car that she wanted 3 years ago. But now that 3 years has gone by, I guess she doesn't want it anymore.
Okay, do you have information for us?
I have to go through the Kelley Blue Book
Okay, and ladies and gentlemen, we're going Kelley Blue Book.
It's
going
to take a while.
So did you drop her off to pick up the car?
So I took her the other day, Wednesday, to go pick up the car. And I dropped her off at the front door, and I left and went to the gym.
The Lauren and Wally Morning Show. With Lauren, LBF, Hank, and Brian. Weekdays, 80s and more. All day and night. 105.7 WROR.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, LBF has now, she has the envelope in her hand.
Okay.
And
it's filled with cash. No,
the answer is...
So I did just the standard, basic, and it's got 50,000 miles on it, the thing that I put... $15,000.
$15,000.
Thanks. I asked you not to tell me.
Oh, well.
Well. Hey, listen.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Well, good morning. This is the Lorne and Wally Morning Show. Hey, the guy who's had the perfect bracket, got his bracket busted finally last night. He had 48 games.
That's pretty good.
That's good really, run. Really, I mean, really, really good.
So what happened last night? Did somebody play? What happened?
You haven't been paying attention to our...
No, you know what? I'm sorry, but it's too much. It's too much.
There were four games
interest.
Last night. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and well, Hank will bring up speed on this. But they've established that there's no exact math, but to get as far as he did, the odds of his getting that far are 1 in 562 trillion. So
that's pretty impressive.
Job, so we got... See, now... We had these songs to let you know who's still left in the tournament. That and usually it would go like 12, then it would go down to 8, but we're stuck at it'd be 16, then we'd go to 8, but we're stuck at 12 right now. So we have a special song for you this morning. We'll play.
Okay.
This is to let you know who you got left. Okay, your brackets.
Tigers and Tigers, Blue Devils and Red Raiders, Spartans, Bulldogs and the Boilermakers, Hokies, Oops. Tar Heels, Cougars, Cavaliers, Wildcats, and Wolves. Would you believe what the d**k's in as a 12 seed? The Sweet 6-12.
So okay,
there you go. Okay, and
yes, Gonzaga, Virginia, Texas Tech, Purdue, all advance in the Sweet 16. Four more games today. The Elite Eight this weekend. Let's hope the next 161 games go better for the Red Sox. Blown out in Seattle last night in the opener, 12-4. Chris Sale pounded for 7 runs in 3 innings, gave up 3 home runs in the span of 11 batters.
Wow.
He only gave up 10 home runs all last year. J.D. Martinez had a couple of hits. Sox and Mariners tonight, Nathan Eovaldi on the mound. Big game for the 5th-place Celtics tonight. They host the 4th-place Pacers. Bruins host Florida tomorrow. Greg Schiano, who's supposed to be the new defensive coordinator for the Patriots, he resigned yesterday.
What do you think's going on there?
Says he wants to spend more time with his faith and his family.
Really?
I don't know. Maybe his wife bought a car and didn't tell him either.
Maybe.
And great luck to Medford's Mark Sullivan, who terrific guy I grew up with, really awesome guy. He's part of the ownership group of Bourbon War, who is running in the Florida Derby tomorrow. Bourbon War finishes 1st, 2nd, or 3rd, going on to the Kentucky Derby.
That would be so cool.
Be paying attention. Bourbon War. Let's go.
Got it.
I'm Hank Morse. That's a look at sports.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Well, the college admissions scandal has really, really got some legs to it, doesn't it? It's an amazing thing. You know, the court...
It's eating up.
Speeding up very rapidly. Very rapidly. Now, the and we all struggle. You've got kids in college. It's just it's a nightmare. You know, you struggle to try to make tuition payments, college loans, and goes on and on. And but what does that have to do with this?
When you want a hot meal without a big deal, what are you going to pick? Hot Pocket. When a hungry bunch shows up for lunch, what are you going to pick? Hot Pockets.
Hot Pockets. Filled with delicious pepperoni pizza, chicken and cheddar, or ham and cheese in a crispy pocket.
When it's late at night and you want a tasty bite, what are you going to pick?
The hot meal in a pocket.
Okay. So what's, again, what's that have to do with Hot Pockets? Come on.
Well, here's the thing. I didn't realize that Hot Pockets were such a hot industry because one of the parents due in court today is the Hot Pockets heir.
Wow.
Michelle Janovs. She's 48. She's the inventor of Hot Pockets microwavable sandwiches and former executive and founder of her family food manufacturing company. She's one of many parents who are going to be in Boston federal court today. She's the most interesting one because the rest of them, I'm like, what do you even do?
I'd like to sue her because I have scars on the roof of my mouth from those Hot Pockets.
Exactly. Well, that's the good thing about a Hot Pocket. It burns your mouth, but then you can ice it down with the center of the Hot Pocket.
Which never,
get
ever,
warm,
ever
you know?
Gets hot.
Quite
so she was one of the parents who paid off people to
at
get
USC.
At USC to
USC,
get her kid
okay.
in.
So as soon as I heard Hot Pockets.
Oh, this guy.
I fell into an internet wormhole because I'm like, wait a minute. How?
Yes,
Hot
exactly.
Pockets. So her dad and uncle.
Get this.
Invented Hot Pockets.
Right.
I feel like invent. Seems
oh, no, they
like,
did.
They did Hot Pockets.
So back in the 70s, they had this company that made Belgian waffles. And the trick was to be able to microwave a Belgian waffle for food service.
See, this came in right at the time of the invention of the microwave.
All right.
So they developed a way to microwave a crispy Belgian waffle.
Brilliant.
Ooh. And then they started thinking, it'd be great if we could, like, carry food around in some sort of pocket.
Right.
And what they developed was, you know the sleeve that the Hot Pocket goes in?
Yep.
Yes.
That inner cover?
Right.
They patented that so that the Hot Pocket comes out crispy.
Oh, wow.
And they started the company. Right. Molten and yet cold.
Yes.
All in the same. It's such an anomaly.
It's a feat of nature.
So when they launched their company, it was called, it was launched as Tasty Witch in 1980.
Tasty Witch.
All right.
Okay.
Like a sandwich,
then,
you know,
yes,
tasty.
I get that. I didn't think it was something in Salem.
The marketing geniuses came up with Hot Pocket.
Yes.
And then
jingle
is history.
And then, the jingle. I mean, every college kid was eating Hot Pockets.
Yep,
And in 2002, they sold the company to Nestle.
Get a load of this.
How much?
$2.6 billion.
Okay, look.
Wow.
$2.6 billion. Now, why would they get involved in this cheating scandal when they could get their kid into the college the old way by just buying a building?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
No one's going to go for a Hot Pockets science center.
That was brilliant science, wasn't it?
Like the Hot Pocket Cafe.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
Like, I don't know.
So welcome to Boston.
And nutrition program.
Have a really good time while you're
They're
in town.
They're not good for you.
Okay, there you go.
I've never eaten a Hot Pocket and then afterwards been, I'm glad I ate that. I'm always like, I'm going to die. I paid for that? Did I eat it or rub it on my face? My back hurts. Oh. I was looking at a box of Hot Pockets. They have a warning printed on the side. It said, warning, you just bought Hot Pockets. Hope you're drunk or heading home to a trailer.
Oh, no.
5-7-W-R-O-R. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Here we go. Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Ephus is a patient in Bangor General Hospital when they roll a new patient into the room and we hear...
Hi, my name is Stu. Who are you?
Oh, I'm Ephus.
How long you been in here, Ephus?
Almost a week now. I had my operation last Tuesday.
Well, what kind of surgery?
I was castrated.
Oh my, sounds painful.
Oh, it sure is. How about you?
Well, I had my operation this morning, and they said I'd be up and ready to go home tonight.
Well, that's amazing. What did you have?
Well, I was just circumcised.
Circumcised? That's what I meant to tell him I wanted.
And soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Hey,
right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
The Lorne and Wally Show.
Morning.
More 80s.
More variety.
All day.
And all night.
80s. And more. 105.7 WROR.
Okay, let's all have a little flashback this morning to fashion trends from the past. And how did you look then? And how do you look now that you look back at it?
Well, we have a list of the most cringeworthy fashion trends over the years. But yes. I think Brian Bell had brought this up because he was watching Project Runway.
Yes, I was.
And Michael Kors was saying, because they showed pictures of the designer Michael Kors looking like, you know, hideous in the 80s and the 70s.
Like every fashion trend, he was like ahead of it and did it.
Yeah, but you know what? He said if you look back at your fashions from decades ago and don't cringe, you're doing it wrong because that means you never took any chances.
You weren't trying hard enough.
No, you weren't trying hard enough. So there's no shame in this game.
That makes me feel better.
Okay.
There's no shame in this game. But I'm trying to think, what was your, like when you look back, what was your...
It starts and ends with frosted tips.
You know what? It really does.
I remember that very vividly. Yeah.
That was an embarrassing time.
For a lot of people, especially me.
Although I remember my dad got a perm in the 70s, and that was a dark time.
Oh, I had one in 1985.
Yeah.
So perm was for men.
In the 70s, that was really big. Yeah.
Larry Bird had a perm.
Did he have a perm or that was his hair?
Yep. He got a perm at one time when his hair got longer, and Chris Ford, remember when he had
he had a perm.
The Celtics?
Chris Ford had an afro.
Did he?
Yeah.
I feel like I made a recent, like a fairly recent bad fashion mistake.
Oh, what do you think it was?
Does everybody want to take a guess?
You mean, guess?
One?
No.
Go ahead. You have an idea.
Bangs?
Oh, no. Bangs. That was a terrible. No, the romper.
Oh, God, yeah. Well, I told you that.
Well, you look ridiculous in that.
Yeah, I just, you know, it's like a onesie. I feel like I need to be on a swing set with a lollipop in my mouth.
Well, okay, what about the mullet?
You know what? I feel like the mullet is now just ironic. Like, it's just people just get it because it's just the mullet.
If you graduate, like I graduated in 1984, you had to have a mullet.
Everybody had to.
Yeah. And you had to have those very bad multi-pattern 1980s sweaters.
Yeah, those were bad and now have a terrible
connotation.
Those
were even known as... Yes. No, they don't stop
putting them out. You know whose sweaters.
One of the things were like jeans that were too tight, but also I remember like middle school, high school, we had to like peg your pants all the time.
Oh, yeah, peg pants.
I did something. I took that to a different level. Not only would I peg my pants, but I would tuck them into my puffy socks and wear my Reebok high tops.
Yeah.
But I do want to say that the number one regret, and this is weird to me because I really actually miss them, shoulder pads. And I loved shoulder pads because I have no shoulders. Yeah. And you could always like carry your pocketbook and it wouldn't slip down your shoulders.
But the shoulder pad would come dumping over the side of your arm.
And if you really want like a good, you know, just visual, you know, look back at all of these trends.
Yeah.
We watched The Goldbergs and Schooled and they nail every one of them in those two shows. So
great. Maybe I'll get some fashion.
It's really frightening.
So we got Shannon's online from Salem this morning. Yeah. Okay, Shannon. Worst fashion thing is you look back. What was it?
Stirrup pants.
Oh, my
mom would always put me in them, and I would always cut off the bottoms, and it would drive her insane, but they were the worst.
Oh, the stirrup pants, and you'd wear them with little flats and like a crop top, and you're just like, no, thank you.
Yep,
God, those days are gone.
Okay, thanks, Sarah. Have a great weekend. Okay, so Patty, what's your thing, Patty?
I totally agree with LBF on the shoulder pad thing. My purse would always fall off without those.
Right? It's like, oh, now I have to wear a crossbody bag because their old shoulder pads are out of style. It's the worst.
I think you ought to get a jacket with epaulets on it.
Or a fanny pack is nice.
Those are coming back.
Fanny pack. Yeah. Patty, you look good in a fanny pack, okay?
Okay.
Have a good one.
The Lorne and Wally Show.
Mornings.
More 80s.
More variety.
All day.
And all night.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
Okay, we got bachelorettes in Boston. If your couples therapist quits, is that bad? But first, fixer-uppers Joanna Gaines. I'm going to punch her right in the shiplap. And here's why.
That seems to be the problem.
Oh, boy.
Here's the thing. I mean, I like Joanna Gaines. What's not to like? She fixes up houses. She loves her husband, Chip Gaines. She's, you know, HGTV all the way. She has Magnolia down in Texas, yada, yada, yada. Great hair. But she just had her fifth child, and she was in People magazine. I'm getting, you know, get my toes done reading my People magazine, and wasn't prepared to be enraged, but it happened because she said, you know, she said basically said having a baby at 40 makes you feel young. I kid with people, if you ever want to feel young again, have a baby at 40. It's brought this whole new thing for me where I'm more laid back. People joke that now I'm the fun Joe. Here's the thing, Joe. The thing is that you have more energy because you're a gazillionaire now. And, and you know, she has four kids, then she has this fifth. And, I guess having a baby at 40 is great. But I would guess that the regular lady who has a baby at 40 is a little tired.
She's going, no.
Is a little tired.
You
feel a little young, but you also feel old at the same time. I think that happens when you have a baby. So I just think that message that she's sending is a little mixed. I'm not saying that it doesn't make you feel young, but I also think she should have put an asterisk and said, and when we hit the jackpot with our TV show, then it became a lot easier because I have a lot more help and I don't worry about things like, paying the mortgage.
The nannies don't help. I don't even know if she has nannies,
but I'm sure she has babysitters and things like that. But I just think that you have to be honest, and she might have a sixth. Because she says, we're not planning on having a sixth, but I'm not a planner. I find that highly unbelievable that Joanna Gaines is not a planner.
Yeah, right.
She is an architect / designer. That's all about planning. Planning rooms, planning. I think it's just a big old lie. So I say burn that People magazine, people.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Next up.
Okay, now what else is bothering you?
I need it.
Therapy. Okay.
All right, so Bethany Frankel and her ex-husband, Jason Hoppe, most contentious divorce ever. Oh. They're still in custody court arguing over who can raise their daughter, Brynn. Now, she's a Real Housewife, skinny girl, margarita lady. Very controlling, but likable in a way. Jason Hoppe, not likable. But what's really unbelievable is that their couples therapist testified this week saying that it was so bad that he quit, which he's only done one other time.
Did the couples therapist have like PTSD?
I think he may have.
When your therapist quits. That's bad.
I don't know anybody I don't think I know anybody whose therapist has quit, but if somebody's therapist has quit them, I need to hear from you.
We would love to
know what that's like.
I don't know if that would be something you'd brag about.
I would definitely.
If you're bad enough to drive a therapist out, you'd brag about it.
I would brag about that. I would. I would take that, like, if my therapist quit on me, I'd be like, you know what? I would say it. She hasn't yet.
Okay.
So you know.
No, seriously.
My wife and I went to marital counseling one time.
You did, really?
We did. One time.
Okay. Okay. We did. Okay. Well, we went more than one time, but during this one particular period, I walked out there and go, this guy needs counseling more than we do.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Did he quit you?
Some of the therapists, they're wacky.
Okay, look.
What an attitude.
That worked out well for you then. Good. All right.
You know, I didn't look at it like that.
Okay, speaking of people needing therapy, The Bachelorette is in town. The Bachelorette is in Boston. They're filming, so if you're in Faneuil Hall, pretending it's 1984, because who goes to Faneuil Hall? They're filming around there. They're in Boston Commons, so if you see a crew of cameras, a kind of awkward male, and a girl with a half shirt on, Bachelorette. So, do we have people whose couples therapy?
You're going to love this. Hang on a minute. Okay.
My wife isn't on the line, is she?
Jane, oh hey, God. Jane, how you doing?
Again, Lauren.
Oh, here you go.
Hi, Jane.
Jane, are you there? Yeah. Hi, Jane.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. Okay, so what's your story?
So my ex-husband and I went for therapy. We were having some troubles, and we were hoping maybe we could keep things together. Mm-hmm. After about five sessions with the therapist, he looked at both of us and he said, guys, this isn't going to work. You might as well just give it up and get divorced.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Okay.
That's amazing.
Okay. Well, thank you and have a great day.
Oh, my God.
Okay. You too.
Okay. Hey. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
80s.
and more.
105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Okay, everybody, game time. On the Lauren and Wally Morning Show, it's time to play Win a Grand in 60 Seconds. And our player is a carpenter from Ware, New Hampshire. His name is Ron Scott, and he's on the line right now. Ron, how are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
Great, thank you. So Ron's a carpenter.
How many times have you hit your thumb with a hammer?
Not that often.
Oh, he must be a good carpenter.
You learn quick.
Okay, excellent. So now here's the deal. The carpenter, you know, pretty logical kind of mind thing going on there. Do you listen and you play along every day, Ron?
Yeah, here and there.
Okay.
Here and there.
I do quite a bit.
Usually as you play the game, how many on average do you get right?
I don't play that many games, actually.
Okay.
It's never played, let's be honest.
Okay. Listen twice, answer once.
Okay.
I'm not a game type of person.
All right, okay. let's see how this works.
Find out what you have retained. The questions are going to be, they're going to be 10 questions. LBF will give you 60 seconds to answer all of these correctly. Now, remember, you can skip them at any time, say pass, move on, but save time to come back and pick them up, because before the buzzer goes off, got to have 10 correct answers. Ready to play?
Yes.
Okay.
Give it a shot.
Here we go. Win a grand in 60 seconds.
What number is the month of December?
12.
Spell water.
W-A-T-E-R.
March comes in like a lion and goes out like what?
Pass.
Which one of the seven dwarves wears glasses?
Pass.
In pool, the eight ball is what color?
Black.
Pfizer originally created this little blue pill to lower blood pressure.
Pass.
Which president hated broccoli?
Pass.
On Cheers, what was Cliff Clavin's job?
Pass.
What alcohol do you use to make a margarita?
Pass.
Who played Sonny Crockett on the TV series Miami Vice?
Another pass.
All right, let's go back up. March comes in like a lion and goes out like a what?
Okay.
Wow. Okay, surprising to me.
Okay.
Interesting strategy.
Yeah.
Well, you got three right, so that's good.
And none wrong.
That's right.
You did get none wrong.
That's good. Okay.
Look at it that way.
Okay, if we could review,
March comes in like a lion and goes out like a lamb. It's an expression. Okay. Which one of the seven dwarfs wears glasses? Doc.
See, I thought it'd be Squinty.
Pfizer originally created this little blue pill to lower blood pressure. Viagra. You'll know the answer to that one later. Yeah, you're not in the demographic. Which president?
Ask your dad.
That's awkward. The president that hated broccoli, George H.W. Bush. On Cheers, Cliff Clavin was a postal worker. The alcohol you use to make a margarita, I'm ashamed of this, is tequila. And who played Sonny Crockett on the TV series Miami Vice? Don Johnson.
You ever seen Miami Vice?
Oh, yeah. I used to watch it all the time.
Okay, good. Okay.
Well, guess we didn't watch the credits.
He was gone by the time the credits rolled.
Well done.
Good job.
We got for you a family four-pack of passes to see Dumbo, the all-new live-action adventure. It expands on the beloved Disney classic, the story of differences being celebrated in Dumbo's family. Okay? Listen, you're going to love this. Have a great time. Thanks a million for being a member of the nation. Thanks for playing the game this morning, okay?
Thank you. Take care.
You bet. Okay, you want to play this game? You think you can do this? You think you can win $1,000 in cash? We've had some pretty close, very close this week.
Yeah.
That was not one of them.
Nope. Okay. That was not one of them.
Log on to WRR.com and you could be playing and winning $1,000 in cash from Century Bank.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
So what are you going to watch on TV
this
weekend?
Okay, so,
you're inside, right?
This is I Watch Television, so you don't have to, or you should, and tell you what you should be watching. This is a big weekend for shows coming back. Veep on Sunday night on HBO. It's the final season. So Julia Louis-Dreyfus, this show is, it used to be like outrageously funny and completely unreal, but now I feel like it's actually a little bit true. So Julia Louis-Dreyfus is the president. She was the vice president. Now she's the president.
She's running for president.
Running for president.
I've never watched it. Can I begin watching it Sunday and enjoy it?
You can, but I would Wikipedia it first so you get a little background.
That's a good idea. Yeah, or even binge last season and catch up on like the last season a little bit.
Okay.
It's so good, and it teaches you so many new compound swear words.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, it's going to be, you're going to be the hit of the kids' party.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Barry is also back on HBO with Bill Hader and Henry Winkler. And the premise of this hilarious show is that Bill Hader is a, he's a hitman, but he's unfulfulfed, so he wants to be an actor, and he's taking acting classes with Henry Winkler, who, by the way, Henry Winkler, Henry Winkler is, like, possibly, I've met him, the nicest human being on the planet, so anything that he's in, I want to support, because he's
really
so
wanted
awesome.
Him to win
the Emmy,
or the Golden Globe, just win an award.
Santa Clarita Diet is back on with Drew Barrymore. I can't watch this because it's too bloody. Basically, they eat people, right? To stay young.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
it's really good, and I think one of my favorite things, because it is very graphic and very disgusting, but Drew Barrymore is a vegetarian, like in real life.
Yes.
So all of the meat that she eats is actually
phony meat.
It's all made, you know.
Oh, like tofu.
It's like tofu.
It's
phony.
It's
brains.
Tofu. Tofu.
Yeah. All right. So the other thing you should be watching, I've watched two episodes of this, and I'm so freaked out that I haven't revisited it yet. But The Act with Patricia Arquette. It's based on a true story about a mother with Munchausen by proxy and her daughter. And spoiler alert, but this happens in the first episode. The mom ends up dead. It is the creepiest show I've watched in a while. I've said before that my husband Dave was sitting next to me at like mouth open and like looking at the screen being like, I don't want to watch this anymore. It's making me feel bad. Now, that's him. Everyone else should watch it. It's
really
good. So that's what's going on, I think. Anything else? Do you have
Well, the other one I think we all need to watch, because my wife watched it this week, is the Elizabeth Holmes documentary on HBO.
Oh, God.
The Theranos lady who does
talks
like this because she wanted to have a low voice so she'd be taken seriously.
Amazing. She was bilking people ultimate scam
billions
artist.
Of dollars.
It's amazing.
Yeah,
it's,
okay.
We got to watch that over the weekend.
And then you just might want to watch like real reality kind of stuff, like the people who are coming to town to appear in court today for
the
college
news?
Scandal. It's going to be very interesting.
Find out. No.
I'm out. You're completely out on that one. Okay, well, I just thought I'd recommend it.
The Lauren and Wally Show. Mornings. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
So there's a mystery that's possibly going to be solved in the very near future. And this is a throwback mystery. I mean, real throwback mystery. This goes back to those old-timey movie days with, like, Al Capone and stuff like that in Chicago. Now, everybody knows who, I would assume everybody knows who Harry Carey is.
I don't know who Harry Carey is.
Okay, Harry Carey was the legendary voice of the Chicago Cubs.
Okay, that's why I don't know who Harry Carey is.
For years and years and years.
Will Ferrell does a great Harry Carey.
Yes,
okay.
He does. And before that, he did the St. Louis Cardinals and all that kind of stuff. Well, anyway, he's a legendary guy in Chicago.
Sword thing. But anyway, go ahead.
Okay, so he had a restaurant in Chicago. And it was called, ironically, called Harry Carey's.
Still there.
And Brian and I have both been there on separate occasions.
Yeah.
And Brian actually sat down at the bar at Harry Carey's restaurant. And I don't know, this is like 12, 13 years ago. And tell them what happened.
Well, the strange thing is, the only time I've ever been to Chicago, I went there with LBF's parents.
Yeah, I know. It's weird.
Weird.
Before I ever knew him.
So I was at the bar, and I, just talking to this nice woman next to me and saying, well, I couldn't come to Chicago and not come to Harry Carey's, and I'm from Boston, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, oh, that's nice. And she's listening, And then my meal ends, and I'm like, oh, well, thanks. I'll see you later. And she, waiter comes over and says, Dutchie took care of that. I'm like, what?
Dutchie took care of that, yep.
It was Harry Carey's wife that I was sitting next to.
Yep.
Nice.
With the owner of the Cardinals.
Oh, wow.
And so they bought lunch. And I was like, hey, thanks. We'll see you later.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So,
like, I had no idea.
That's pretty cool.
Here's where the mystery thing ties in. The guy who runs Harry Carey's in Chicago, he just made it an amazing discovery in the corner of his basement, because he was doing some remodeling, going to move some things around, and he found a brick wall that apparently there had been a door in this brick wall in the basement, and the new brick was in there. You know, like different brick, not really new. I mean, brick that's been in there for years and years and years. So he went to the municipal building in Chicago, and he got the original plans for the building and found out that the building vault was probably behind this new bricked-in doorway.
Oh,
whoa. So then he did some more research and found out that the building had been owned by a guy named Frank the Enforcer Nitti, was the successor of Al Capone.
Oh,
really? Okay. Do you think that his mother gave him that middle name?
Yeah, the enforcer. And I'm sure that was the real name.
Honey, you look like an enforcer.
Oh, let's call him. Confirmation.
Okay, let's call him Enforcer.
Father, bless little Enforcer here. Thank you very much. So, what he figures is, because when the Enforcer Nitti died, millions of dollars were never recovered that were, illegal earnings from...
Like Al Capone and all that sort of thing.
So they think that maybe there are millions and millions of dollars sitting in the vault behind the brick wall.
I don't think so.
We've played this game before.
Yeah.
Where's Geraldo when you need him?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Geraldo Rivera did it. What's inside Al Capone's safe? I don't know. It was like 20 years ago or something.
Maybe it was
like
empty because the Enforcer had it all.
Okay. I think we're on to something. So the Enforcer, Frank the Enforcer Nitti, had taken the money out of Al Capone's vault and put it in his own vault. So we're going to have another TV special. I'm sure this is going to happen. When it happens, we'll let you know. Okay?
Okay.
I would wait for... spring sweeps time, something like that.
I think so.
We'll let you know on that
one. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interior.
Well, it's Friday morning here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. What are you doing this weekend? Anything going this weekend?
Well, I am going to the Miss Amazing pageant in Medfield at Medfield High School. This is a great thing that has been happening since 2013. It's a one-day event for girls and women with disabilities, and... it's great. Lucy gets, it's all day, and what they do is they have all these girls and women, they have a day of beauty, they have dresses, and they're like a prom-like thing. They have interviews, they have a talent show.
Yep.
Lucy's
yep.
going to be singing Never Enough from The Greatest Showman.
Oh my God, I love The Greatest Showman.
Yes, it's very good, and she's done it. For what, 3 years now?
I remember she's done it at least three years.
Last year she sang You Don't Own Me. The year before was The Glory of Love. So we're up in our game with a big ballad.
This is huge.
But yeah, I'm really excited. These girls, it's all volunteer. The Medfield High students have been doing this, and then this fun, really fun aspect of it is they have each girl has a right hand man, so they have lunch with a teenage boy, and then the right-hand man escorts them on the stage when they do their like little performance. It's really a nice thing to get together and see. It's like it's one of my favorite.
And it's called Miss Amazing, right?
Miss Amazing.
Does Lucy have a new fancy dress and everything?
Lucy does have a new fancy dress. This time, Lucy usually goes for the low-cut numbers. Yeah. This time, it's not low-cut, but it is backless.
Make sure she puts it on the right way. Yeah.
And more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.